Freaking what?
You get broaching.
Right?
Like your small blonde. I mean, it'd be different if she was like a brute. But she's like a very like petite, lady, like a feminine woman.
Super Christian, sweet.
Put some whites on there, you bitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
What's going on, Ted?
What's up, Steve?
You know, just feeling inadequate in the eyes of my wife. Other than that, I'm doing great, Ted.
Steve and I were trading stories about working out, but not... Basically, Cobb called me out as I thought I was doing a squat. He's like, that's a deadlift, dude.
Right.
Like, come on.
Because you're using that new... I call it new because I've never seen it up until like a few months ago. That new...
Is it like an octagon? I don't know what that thing is.
It's like a square bar.
Yeah, because it's like...
You stand inside of it, and then you just kind of lift weights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Arch the back a little bit, push through the heels.
And I understand that it is, I guess, technically a deadlift, but like I was thinking the same motion is done if you were holding two dumbbells.
Doing squats.
And I'm like, okay, well, that's a squat. Because you could either do it on your holding them long or putting them up on your shoulders or like resting them on your chest.
Yeah.
With dumbbells. I do a lot of dumbbell stuff because our gym downstairs doesn't have anything other than dumbbells. So we don't have anything cool like a long bar.
Don't sweat it. Outside of squats, I haven't used, like, I don't think I've actually benched. I guess in the summer I was benching some. But I do the same thing. I just use dumbbells on a exercise ball.
Yeah, same here. And though I'm reading a lot of, like, these workout guys, our buddy Jay Ferrugia,
yeah.
he speaks about it, like, bench pressing is stupid. Like, don't do it because it's only going to cause damage to your shoulders.
Yeah, and like when you're doing stuff on the ball, like,
yeah.
I get it, right? Like, you got to really concentrate. You got to engage the core, and like yeah. your legs are getting tired.
I love that we've become gym talk.
I know. I got to stop it.
But anyway, so I'm telling like Ted, like, I'm, you know, what I'm doing now.
Right. So this is how it started. I didn't know what exercise I was doing.
Right.
And people were like, hey, man, you've been doing this. Like, come on.
And I'm like, oh, whatever, man. Like, I've been doing some squats. I'm doing a bunch of squats every day, at least 100 a day. And I was telling my wife, yeah, I'm working on hoping to get buns of steel. And she's like, you putting any weights on those squats? And I'm like, you know, no, I'm not. Yeah, sometimes when I do like a squat in a set, like 10 with the weights, yeah, sure, I'll do some reps.
Yeah, you're doing 16? Okay, but you're doing 100, 200? Like, screw that.
Dude, on Sunday, I did 300 squats in just one setting at wrestling class, like from, you know, no pausing, just go. 300 squats. Every morning this week, I've been waking up doing 100 squats to start my day. I'm just like, you know what? That's just going to be part of my routine to wake myself up.
Damn.
100 squats.
I do 10.
See? That's the reaction I would like from my wife, Ted.
The problem is you have a gym rat for a while. So this is how it started. It's like, wait a minute. Is she like shaming you? Like, come
yes.
on, bro. Put some weights on there. Like, does she do what I'm doing right now? Like,
yeah, she's flexing.
The traps. Like,
yeah.
Tired of being married to a bitch.
So I thought I, when I
Her
when
voice
I,
doesn't get deeper. Sorry, I shouldn't do that.
When I said I do, I thought I said I do to a man.
Yeah. Thought I said I do to a man that does squats with weight.
Yeah.
You're never going to get a good ass that way.
Yeah, you're no buns of steel. You got buns of flubber, bitch.
Yeah, you better take that flat ass and go play Blades of Steel.
Great Nintendo game.
Great, right?
Oh, was that the one where you could pick either like three fat guys, three skinny guys? Or was that the other Nintendo hockey game?
I just remember them like skating out. Blades of Steel was like the first one.
Yeah.
Right? I got that, right?
It was one of the first hockey games.
But then one I fell in love with, we've talked about this, NHL 99 on the computer.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That was my game. I was always Team Canada or Detroit.
Nice. Hate Detroit.
What's that?
I hate Detroit.
Yeah, well, at that point,
they were a powerhouse.
They just, right, Yzerman still on the team, yeah. Dino Cicerelli. And
you
I like
all
Dino
the Russians.
Dino Cicerelli had started off as a Capital. Yep. What's it? Sergei Fedorov?
Fedorov,
like,
yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to, like, that team was loaded.
Oh,
gosh. There was a small little fast Canadian. Was there a Fleury on that team? Or
I don't think Theo Fleury was on that team. He was a Flame. I can't remember. Right. I can't remember if he went. Gosh, my brain.
There's just, right, that. Yep. Those Detroit teams were just stacked.
Yeah, so that's been my day. Like, I'm just trying to get more fit. I'm down 5 pounds.
Oh, look at
that's
you.
That's a good thing. And today, I can't really admit to it, but you know what? Accountability, Ted.
Yeah.
Today was day one of me trying this whole intermittent fasting thing.
Oh, no kidding.
I've been spending a lot of time reading about it. I hear a lot of people swear by it. I was initially opposed to the idea. I'm like, I just don't think I could pull something like that off. I don't want it to become like, and then I started reading more about it. It's like, okay, this is less of a diet. It's just more of a change in how you eat. And there's a lot of really awesome benefits to it outside of weight loss.
Are you doing the...
How many hours are in a day?
Well, 24.
Okay. So 15 to 16 hours fasting, and then the rest of the time. So basically...
Are you doing the coffee with all the butter in it?
No, I haven't gotten that crazy. Today was day one, Ted.
I like fasting, but I've done it for a while, like off and on. Like I can do like 30 some hours of fasting, but that's through nuts. Like my like preparation for like the meditation retreats and stuff. So yeah, I mean the fasting works for a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean I was so
I'm still not
to it.
Sold on loading your coffee up with a bunch of butter every morning.
Yeah, I'm not there. I just had black coffee with a little sugar, a little Splenda. I'm gonna get some stevia because I kept reading like that's better than Splenda, but you know I gotta make do, Ted.
Yeah, and you're at the point, too, where it's a little bit tougher.
Yeah.
Like, I still have plenty of extra weight that's going to be a little bit easier to cut. Like, you've cut so much over the years. Like, you've got to, like, it's going to be tougher.
I'm just trying to get that Battle Mania body, baby. Come April, I want to take my shirt off in front of 100 and so people.
Well, shirtless summer, people. Steve.
Summer of the shirtless, Ted.
Shirtless summer, Steve.
Yes.
Shirtless summer, Steve. That should be our new nickname.
And shirtless summer Smith.
Yeah. Oh!
The shirtless summer brothers.
Yeah. S cubed.
That's our goal. We need to have it so that this summer we can do stuff shirtless together.
Yeah, and I want to do all the douchebaggery stuff we can shirtless.
Yes, like tanning.
Like tanning, somebody's going to have to shave me down. And then, like, I mean, like, real douchey stuff, Steve. Like, me and you, sunny, like, I don't know, Golden Gardens. And we're just, like, we're chugging, like, wine coolers.
Yeah.
And, like, icing each other like real bros. Your wife will finally be happy.
We are totally icing each other this summer.
You know what else? We're going to go total douchebag. We're going to wear tight jeans shirtless.
Yes.
Anybody can be shirtless in board shorts.
Right. And sandals.
Yeah. Yeah, we're toeing a line. Like, what are they doing? I don't know.
Meanwhile, we'll be like the shirtless guy. People are like, look at those two out of shape guys that are shirtless. But in our world, and in the eyes of each other, we really slim down.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And it's going to be like June. So it'll be like, those guys shouldn't be shirtless. And it's only like 65 degrees.
And why are they and they seem so happy about being shirtless.
Yeah, like, are they trying to attract girls? They seem pretty content with themselves. Me and you just high-fiving each other. Hey, Shawty, what up? Easy, Ted. Easy. I don't know what happens. I pop the top. I go crazy.
Ted. Put your shirt back on. With great power comes great responsibility. And clearly you're not ready for it today. Shirt goes back on. All right. Speaking of just getting all in good shape, of course, push-ups are a big part of it, Ted.
Always.
So it's
make them count.
Time to get the heart rates and the blood pumping in the brain.
Functioning?
I can't remember if we did this one last week, and I was too lazy to put things together. So,
all right.
So
hey, at least your mouth feels better.
My mouth feels great.
Yeah.
Yep. Shout out to my buddy Alex. He heard me complain about my mouth on it was either the MegaCast or the MigsCast. And he's like, you should watch this video. It's about canker sores and other stuff. And he said, and I watched it. It was about like a deficiency in B12 vitamin.
So all right.
I started upping up the ante on the B12. What the hell has our show become? Talking vitamins and working out?
Yeah, let's stop that. Super Bowl's this Sunday. I already bought cocktail weenies. Little smokies.
It's time to get 10, Ted.
All right.
And then we're going back to being unhealthy.
Let's earn these little smokies.
Yes. This doesn't help us in being less douchey, this music.
No, this is perfect for shirtless summer.
Ted, take that shirt off.
That's the problem. We're going to be shirtless, slamming Jaeger bombs, and passed out in like an hour.
Yes.
I don't know if we're age appropriate for that anymore, Steve.
We haven't been age appropriate for that for like the last 10 years, Ted. It's not going to stop us, though.
By the way, that sound you heard when I got to the ground was the sound of a man that may have already worked out today and is tired.
That's you and me. You and me both.
Oh, hookah shell necklaces.
Oh, my gosh. We need to grow out our hair, what we have, and frost the tips.
What am I going to frost a Caesar ring?
Yeah, me too.
TED Talks.
Friar Tuck.
Starring B-Tech Smith.
With the frosted tips.
God damn it. I would love to have the balls to grow out my Caesar ring and then dye it. I just don't know if I do.
My wife won't let me.
There's no chance.
I actually asked her, hey, can I try and grow a skullet just for the fun of it? She's like, do you want to get laid? All right, I'll just go shave my head upstairs, babe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's the problem if I tried it.
No, there's no chance of getting laid. Yeah. Although frosted tip skullet...
The tips would start like back here, though, on me. All right. TED Talk.
Shout out to Munson.
Yeah. What's up, Munson? This might be the best TED Talk I've given.
He apparently hit you up today.
He did. He slid into my DMs early in the AM.
What did he want to know?
Want to know a lot, Steve. I told him, don't worry. Coach has him on lock.
Nice.
Sometimes you got to do what makes you happy. Now, sometimes what makes you happy or might put you in a better mood is not going to be an easy thing. Mm-hmm. But also, it doesn't have to be a super intense, hard thing, right? So lately, as Steve and I have been saying, working out has put me in a better mood. Just because it's kind of fun to push some weight around if you're upset about something.
Yes, it's a great stress reliever.
Right, but maybe you're not there. You don't want to do that. Maybe it's something as simple as just a walk with the wife around the block. You know what I mean? Start whatever, but just, you know, think back a few years ago before you got to where you were. Maybe you love swimming in pools. I love an indoor pool. Go join the YMCA or something. Like, go swim in that indoor pool. Like, I just want people to make sure, like, at the end of the day, like, we all have people we love in our lives and this and that. But if you're not happy with yourself, you're not going to be happy. And I really think happiness has to come from you. You got to start it. So, you know, whatever it is. Hell, maybe it's just cooking food. Maybe it's going out for a good meal with a buddy or something. Like, just go do it, man. I want you to be happy, too.
No, it made me happy today. There's a guy. Everyone likes to make fun of, you know, how you look.
Yeah, of course.
And it's always the guy that has no right to make fun of someone for how they look. So
yeah, and I do it, too.
I know. And someone posted a picture on Facebook from work, and pictured me, and he's like, he kept dropping, like, Mr. Clean jokes. And I'm like, oh,
because you're bald.
Because I'm bald. Oh, and I'm like, okay, Mr. Clean this, Mr. Clean and Lulu. And he kept doing it. And I'm like... So I click on his picture. I'm always curious to see what the person is, how perfect they are, that they can make fun of someone else's appearance. Not that I even care that I'm bald. I don't really, honestly, minus the fact that I can't have frosted tips, I enjoy being bald. So I look at his picture, and dude, the guy looks like George Washington on a bender.
What?
He just looks terrible. I won't be able to find the picture.
Oh, so he does have hair.
He has hair. It's white. It's very white, and it's very unruly, and it's very funny. And I'm just like, this is the guy that's trying to take a shot at someone else's looks.
My favorite is when people want to call me fat, and then half the time, it's from another fat guy. And it's just like, dude, like, what are we doing here?
Right. Or the person, they'll see me post a picture like, skipping leg day, and I'm like, and I look at their picture, I'm like, have you skipped every day?
Yeah.
You know, everyone's got to say something.
And your legs are proportionate to your body.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah, man. I don't think you'd skip leg day at all.
And I'm trying to do squats. I'm trying to get those buns of steel. But clearly, I need to put weight on it. Okay, I found the picture. Let me find the picture of him.
That description, by the way, George Washington on a bender. George Washington, by the way, also bald. He wore wigs.
Oh. All right, I'll find a good shot of him. There we go. All right, are you ready to see the guy?
Let's see. Let's see. Judgment.
Glass houses, people.
Yeah, cast the first stone.
Glass houses! Coming people, for you.
People think I hate glass houses the way I'm handling the rocks.
Why don't we talk Super Bowl, man? Let's take a quick break.
All right, I'm in.
Our boy Gronk is like the most hated man in the world for something that he's been saying for years now.
Really? I haven't seen this yet.
Apparently everyone's all pissed off at him because of the number 69.
All right.
When the MegaCast returns.
Ted and Steve need to do a load of laundry. Ha ha. I said load. The MegaCast will be back.
There's nothing quite like Grandma's home cooking. And at Grandma's House Restaurant, you can have that authentic dining experience that up until now, you could only get at Grandma's House.
Oh my gosh, meatloaf and mashed potatoes and gravy, just like Grandma makes. Mm. Oh God, that's terrible. How old is that meat?
That meat has been in the freezer here at Grandma's House Restaurant since 2006.
And these potatoes, what the heck?
We found those potatoes in the back of the fridge. We have no idea how long they've been there. Here at Grandma's House Restaurant, we serve only expired food, old meat, cheese with stuff growing on it, and food that comes from swollen cans.
Here you go, crab dip and townhouse crackers.
Jehoshaphat! How old is this shit?
Well, I don't know exactly, but I can tell you it expired 4 years ago.
Let's get out of here.
Meet Grandma.
Oh, so you think you're too good to eat that just because it's a little old?
And Grandpa.
Back in my day, we were happy just to have food on the table, Snowflake.
Grandma's Restaurant.
Okay, this place is gross. I'm sorry. We're calling the health department.
Fine, fine. The landline is right over there.
Grandma's House Restaurant. Sit down and eat. There are plenty of people who would love to have that food.
And keep it quiet. I'm watching Fox News.
Oh, snap. Get the glow sticks out. Ted and Steve are ready to give back rubs. The Megacast is back.
Oh, back at the beach.
Oh, man.
You know what, dude? If we're doing this shirtless summer party and we just start blaring music, I bet you people will come around.
Do we throw?
No, no, no. It's literally me and you, a cooler, some beach we've picked, either Golden Gardens or Alki. More than likely, me and you will be asked to leave at a certain point by the cops.
Sure.
But just red cupping it and just blaring music and just see if people come over and are like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, what's going on?
Shirtless?
No, I do think we need to do that first. But do we dare throw a Megacast party where the prerequisite is if you're a dude, you got to show up shirtless? And we have it at like Golden Gardens this summer. The ultimate shirtless summer party.
Everybody's welcome, right?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if,
if you don't want to wear, if you want to wear a shirt, that's fine. We encourage you then to buy a shirt that makes it look like you're not wearing a shirt.
That's not a bad call.
Because that's funny.
Yeah.
And then the ladies, of course, you know, there's certain standards that this world seems to have where you can't be shirtless as well as men. That seems to be ridiculous in my world.
You know, there's bikini tops and sports bras. If it's a shirtless party. Dude, I thought about trying to do this in my place.
That's a good point. That's not a shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tube top, not a shirt.
I mean, you should probably have to go back to 95 to find one, but I like where your head's at. I love it too, Steve.
I miss those tube tops, man. I miss them.
I know there's some looks that like I wish would come back, and I know they're probably like the girls are probably happy they're gone, but
right,
I really enjoyed them.
The tube tops were fantastic.
Yeah, man.
Dude, I think people should email us or text us or tweet at us if you'd be down for S cubed,
the shirtless party.
Yes, the shirtless summer party.
Yeah,
shirtless summer shindig.
Yeah,
we do it at like Golden Gardens or somewhere where there's a beach. We could do it in Tacoma. They had that Point Rustin's got a cool spot.
All right.
We can figure it out.
Yeah, we could probably do it at a lake.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, we could get like music.
Yeah.
Well, I could DJ. Spinning all the great songs that you hear, all the push-up mixes.
Dude, put on the push-up mix.
Yo, you got that January 30th push-up mix? You know it.
I mean, more than likely this will never happen, but I like the idea.
Oh yeah, it's right up there with our cupcake idea. Yeah. I feel like we could do this one.
Did you even have a get-together last year for the Biggest Cast?
I don't remember.
I can't believe you let the podcast get in front of you on that one.
I know, we failed. We got to go back to virtual sports. This summer is S-Cubed, the first ever shirtless summer shindig.
All right.
And then we got to find somewhere we could go where we could drink beer, barbecue, have fun.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Maybe we just drop a pin and we're on the side of a river. Come find us.
Yes.
Right? Like nobody like will bug us.
Underground rave.
Well, just nobody would bug us if we were just sitting on the side of a river, right?
If anyone's got a good idea, like somewhere that's within decent distance, you know, obviously we, you know.
Right, because we got to drive to there and back.
Yeah. Ideally, it'd be nice if there's like a hotel nearby. Or do we just camp?
We can figure this out.
Yeah.
Email us some ideas, too.
Email us ideas on locations where we could get away with barbecuing, drinking, being shirtless, and partying.
Yeah, right? Just, like, being idiots. Because right, I'm like, some of those beaches, I worry, like...
Right.
But if we, you know, like Golden Gardens, I like, but goddamn,
it's usually occupied.
You gotta get there so early.
That's
and
like
stuff.
West Seattle, Alki. Alki would be a dope spot.
Yeah, but it's just like, right, you gotta get there so early to reserve that stuff.
Or do we just get there early?
Well, you can. Okay. We both know I'm not gonna be there that early, dog.
Okay. Ted, come on, Ted.
And generally, if you get Ted up that early at a party like this, like, I need to take a little nap.
Oh, dude, we'd be done by sundown.
Yeah,
yeah.
That'd be good. Napping in the sun. Yeah. Have our first shirtless party. We just wake up like lobsters. Oh, God. Sid would be like, I told you, you
S-cubed,
idiots.
S-cubed, shirtless summer, skin cancer.
Sunburn.
Yeah. Hey, so before we talk about Gronk, obviously the Super Bowl is about to happen. I want to give a quick shout out to our boy, Craig Gass. Great comic. Every year, he goes to Media Day for the
Correct.
Super Bowl. And every year.
I like his post.
He's great, man. He just posted the video of him. This year's premise was him asking all the players that are going to be a part of the Super Bowl and anyone else that was around during Media Day what he needs to do to get in shape in 2 weeks to look like them.
And All right.
Even interview like Gronk's Belichick. I mean, he talks to everybody. He's fearless. But one of the best things he did was he talked to a couple of Patriots. He posted it on his Facebook page. I don't know which players these are, but they're big. One of them looks like he's either a defensive lineman or an offensive lineman. Big guy, right? And the other one also probably as well, but just one guy was way bigger than the other guy. Their response to his question is fantastic.
As here, stand-up comedian at Super Bowl 53 between the Patriots and the Rams. I'm on a personal mission to find out how does someone like me get into shape? And who better to ask than a professional football player? All I need is for you guys to just level with me. What do I need to do in 2 weeks to get in shape?
Kegels, man.
Kegels?
Yeah, are you Kegels, bro?
No, with Kegels.
Just Google it, bro. Google it.
All right, Kegels.
I'm sure he knows what Kegels are.
I was going to say, right?
But what a great answer.
Yeah, that's pretty,
Kegels,
that's pretty quick.
Kegels, bro. Yeah. Do it. So look it up on YouTube or just go to his Facebook page. You can see like the whole piece. It's pretty damn awesome. But Gronk is the man that everyone's talking about, Ted.
All right. I mean, I watched some Media Day. I saw him dancing.
Yeah, he was dancing.
Yeah.
He joked about being motorboated by, well, God, who's the former cowboy that does... Michael Irvin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's just Gronk. Gronk being Gronk, doing Gronk stuff. And, of course, Gronk, part of his thing, and we've talked about it for years now, is his love for the number 69. It's kind of why Gronk is invited to the shirtless summer shindig. Say that three times fast. Because,
and every football team ever has the one guy that wants to wear 69.
And we even played the audio of the time that AJ Francis talked to us about the time when he was playing on the Patriots and he wore 69, and Gronk came up to him, and that's how they became friends. And Gronk's just like... Bro, that's awesome that you got that number. How'd you get that number?
Yeah, I mean, like, I can remember the guy in my high school who was not like that guy, but every year was like, yeah, I'm going to be 69.
And I always loved the movie Goon because when Doug or Stifler was trying to pick a number, his buddy is yelling, pick 69. That'd be hilarious. And he actually went with that number. It's great. So Gronk, of course, I don't know if you heard this part of the press conference where somebody asked Gronk a math question. Or brought up.
Oh, yeah.
He brought up the fact that an elementary school kid had a question for Gronk.
Yeah.
And this was how it went.
Actually got some questions from a first grade class. This is from Allison, and this is in Mrs. Thompson.
Hi, Allison.
In Mrs. Thompson's first grade class. She says, Rob, you're my favorite football player in the world. Why do you think the number 69 is so funny all the time?
Quick question. Do you really think that this kid asked that question, or this guy was just looking for a funny way to ask Gronk?
Yeah, I mean, that's a setup question.
Right.
Like, that, honestly, like, no little kid, and even if a kid asked that, why would you ask that to Gronk? That's very awkward.
Right.
Now, we all know what the joke is, and now you're involving a child. Like, that's on that interviewer.
See, I agree.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of weird when he asked the question, because I'm like, I'm really doubting that any of this is true. And he was just using something, he was using that premise to be funny.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the rest of it.
Because it just is.
Yeah.
Okay. And you just got to play it off right. And if you don't, it's not funny.
Yeah.
What class does she have? What class is she teaching?
No, she's a first grader.
All right. Well, there's some numbers out there. A little math problem. What's 6 times 9 plus 6 plus 9?
6 times 9 plus 6 plus 9.
Are you asking me?
Yes.
Say it again.
6 times 9 plus 54. 6 plus 6 60.
Plus 9. All right.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
6 times 9 plus 6 plus 9 is 69. Well, it took a second for the reporter also to figure it out.
All right.
Hey, Rob, quick follow-up. It's 69. The answer.
Yes, yes, you got it. Wow. You finally figured it out. Wow. Good thing Mrs. Thompson's a teacher.
All right.
I think Grog was a little annoyed. Well, anyways.
Right. I mean, he sounds annoyed. He's like, right, okay, we get the joke, like, blah, blah, blah.
So at some point, people were asking him if this is his last season. Is he going to retire? You know, and all that kind of stuff. People were asking questions about numbers. Gronk at one point goes, you guys know my favorite number. You know what I'm talking about. She knows what I'm talking about. He pointed at a female reporter. Ask her. That's the answer. And then he ended up, I think, doing that whole thing with the math equation, same, what, 6 times 9 plus 69, or whatever it is. People kept talking. Well, eventually, this became a big controversy. Maggie Gray, who is the New York City
Sports
radio host.
Illustrated, too.
Right. So yeah. She was the one that he pointed at. And she said, I think part of the pass that he gets comes with the fact that he's doing this, and he doesn't really have anything in the past or his private life that would indicate that it's actually an issue. It just seems like an act. But she felt that that one is crossing the line. I think there has been a pass that's been given to Rob Gronkowski for a really long time. So she wasn't happy with the fact that he brought up the 69 joke and then pointed at her.
All right. I like Maggie Gray.
And then Bart Scott, who's a former linebacker.
Can't wait.
He's the co-host with Maggie Gray.
Right.
He also said workplace etiquette, right? He has to understand that this is business time. It's a workplace time. You can't go that route. It's not the time or the place. So some people now are upset. It's become a big controversy over the fact that Gronkowski used the number 69 in front of a woman.
I don't know what to say. I mean, look, is it childish? Yes.
100% childish.
Do I know countless adults that laugh?
He never said,
God damn it. And it's a sexual position.
Right.
All right? So, like, all right, maybe he shouldn't have pointed at it when he said, but, like, it's just a joke. I mean, the Gronk is not Ben Roethlisberger that has a checkered past.
Right, doesn't have his wieners. Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
This isn't Greg Hardy beating on a woman, shoving a gun in her mouth. You know what I mean? Like, this is right. Gronk. Like, I don't know.
The thing, I think people could be a little, I can understand if he said, inferred that he wanted to do the 69 with her, or, you know, made it more of like a sexual thing like that. But the number 69, he's been saying forever. It's just a dumb joke. I don't think he's trying to make anyone feel uncomfortable. He's not sexually harassing anybody. But these days, man, people are just worked up over the most ridiculous stuff.
Yeah, it's too extreme on both sides. That's 100%. What you're saying before. Right. And the other thing, too, is like they're football players. What is Gronk? Maybe 30? Is he 30?
Oh, 29.
Yeah, he's not even 30. Like,
he's only 29?
Yes. That's something. They're football players that play a violent, violent sport, right? And don't send me the stuff that says, oh, I've had people go, it's not a violent sport. Yes, it is. It's a collision sport. Mm-hmm. Baseball is a contact sport. Basketball is a contact sport. This is a collision sport.
Right.
So, like, I don't know what you expect out of him. And Bart Scott, like, you're a great linebacker, but I get you're in the media now, but on the same token, like, people are there asking stupid effing questions. So don't give me the, oh, it's business time, it's media day. Media day is an S show. Has been for years. That's the point of it.
There are people wearing, like, pineapples on their head.
Yes.
There's people dressed up as, like, a Campbell's soup can. You never know what you're going to see. I mean, Craig Gass is reporting at media
What's,
day.
What's Kimmel's
buddy? I love Craig Gass. Oh, Guillermo.
Guillermo's there handing out sombreros and drug rugs.
Right. And freaking Gronkowski's wearing one of those sombreros.
Yeah. I already gave a heart with pillows on it to Tom Brady. Just like, yeah.
And there's guys asking for selfies with Bill Belichick that are in the media.
Yeah. And like, look, Maggie, I'm not going to say anything like that. If she felt she was offended by it, I think Gronk should say, hey, I didn't mean to, you know, apologize to her. That part I get.
I feel like that could have been solved between the two of them. Hey, Gronk, in the future, I'm not down with the 69 jokes. And he'd probably be like, oh, my bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't speak for Gronk, but, you know, he is invited to the shirtless summer shindig, and I'd like to think anyone that we would invite would be a man of high moral character.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah. All right, let's talk about the fun stuff of Super Bowl, Steve.
Okay. The fun stuff, of course, is the food.
Yes.
What do you got planned for after we talk gym stuff? Now it's time to get unhealthy, people.
Right.
Are you excited for are you excited for the Super Bowl?
I'm excited for the event. As I was saying on the podcast the other day, like, if you're an American, I don't care if you hate football. And look, there's stuff about the NFL I don't like. I don't really like Roger Goodell. Mm-hmm. I think blackballing Kaepernick is ridiculous.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
But Super Bowl Sunday, right? And I get some people don't want to watch the NFL because the guys that know, right? So everybody's all fired up. But Super Bowl Sunday is a very American thing. And it's just a fun day to like get together, eat some food you generally wouldn't eat, and kind of graze.
Eat chicken wings.
Yeah, so...
What do you got planned?
My buddy's going to make some chicken wings.
Okay.
I think I got another buddy. I bought the the little smokies. He's going to make those. And then honestly, dude, I'm just going to throw a bunch of meatballs in a crock pot.
Perfect.
Buy some rolls and like we can have little meatball sandwiches.
And maybe just get a little box of toothpicks so people could just pick a meatball and eat it.
Of course, man. You know there's toothpicks in the house.
Okay. Just making sure.
You know, we'll have a VIP veggie tray, whatever, because it's some chips. But I just know like Super Bowl Sunday, I'm just going to be snacking the whole day.
Right.
So... Yeah, I'll throw in one veggie tray.
I've only had one Super Bowl party, and it was the Super Bowl that the Seahawks won the Super Bowl.
What a great day to have a party, Steve. Oh,
all the donkeys and BJ Shea were there, and it was so much fun, dude. And we had Jimmy John's sandwiches.
You got a platter of them?
Oh, my gosh.
Attaboy.
And a bunch of Buffalo Wild Wing wings.
Ooh.
And then everybody brought random stuff as well. So there was like a lot. There was a plethora of finger foods, but it was great because my poor wife... You know, she likes to make sure I'm not eating like a pig.
Yeah.
But on that day, she couldn't keep up with me. As soon as she would look the other way, I'm like, whoop.
Yeah, there's too much stuff, right?
Whoop, mini corn dogs. Whoop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some meats and cheeses. Like, yeah. There's
stuff to eat. I don't really know what I'm doing. I mean, I'll probably watch it at home. My issue is, and it's not a bad issue to have, I need to talk to my... It's hard when you're trying to communicate with your brother when he's on the other side of the country, the world.
All right.
He's currently in Saudi Arabia, you know, fighting for our country. You know, you're welcome. he's flying in this Friday.
All right.
So that him and I could go see Kiss at the Tacoma Dome on Saturday night.
Yeah, I knew Kiss was Saturday night.
Of course you did. So... Yeah, so
so you're going to watch it with him.
You might want to hit BT up. I think he might have an extra pair somewhere. I don't know.
I have dinner plans.
Oh, then never mind. That's fine. They're never going to tour again. That's fine. You're just going to miss out on Kiss.
You know what? I'll just say it. I saw them once. I'm good.
That's fine.
Same with the damn Rolling Stones, all right? I couldn't even understand the one guy. I thought it was a joke.
Oh, the Rolling Stones. I lasted 3 songs, and we bailed.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Look, I've never been a Rolling Stones fan. Kiss, it's funny, I was talking with Joe Dredd, you know.
Is he in the Kiss?
He's in a Kiss cover.
Okay. He's a smartass.
Such a douche. Well, I was telling him how excited I am because he's posting about how he's going to a couple of the nights. I'm like, my brother's flying in. He's like, is your wife going to go too? I'm like, she's on the fence because I wasn't sure if I'd be able to get a seat next to us. But he's like, she needs to see them before they call quits. I'm like, don't worry. She saw them a few years ago at the Key Arena.
Oh, all right. That was the same show I was at.
Okay. She's good to go. So my brother and I are going to go, but he's flying in all the way from Saudi Arabia. It was like either come to Seattle to see him with his brother or the closest place that he could see them was in Germany. So he's like, I'm going to be on a plane. It's going to suck. I need to see them on their final tour. I might as well go to Seattle, see my brother for a couple
days. Yeah, just get it in.
So he's coming on Friday, staying Saturday, leaving Sunday.
Oh, so he's leaving Sunday?
Yes.
Damn, I thought you were going to watch the game with him.
I don't know. I don't know what time.
Oh, you don't know what time he's leaving.
I don't know what time he's flying in. I don't know what time he's leaving. And because of the time zone difference, I don't know when to text him. I keep waiting for him to text us.
I'm just going to look up what time it is in Saudi Arabia.
It's a little off.
Well, I know England's 8 hours from here.
Oh, God. This is the weirdest thing, dude. Out of the blue, while we're talking about Kiss, look at this text I just got from a guy that... Never hits me up, never talks to me unless he wants something. Right?
All right, it's 11:15 in Saudi Arabia. PM.
See, I can't text him right now. He might be in bed.
Hey, he's a good military guy. He should be in the rack by now.
Yeah. What you said. He went to the head and he's in the rack.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe later he'll go by the other lettered thing.
Yeah. At 0600 hours.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A 10 hut.
Yeah, it's 20 something hundred hours right now over there, Steve.
Yes. Navy. Well, it'll be 2,300 hours.
Correct, because 24 would be midnight.
Yes.
I'm a jackass. That was an easy one. I missed it.
Navy. Anyway, so it's pretty epic. He's flying in just for a day and a half, really.
Well, that is great. But now I'm worried about what you're going to eat on Sunday for the Super Bowl. Did anybody invite you over? Or are you just going to watch it at home?
I've had a couple of invites, but I've kept it open because I don't know when my brother is coming and when my brother is leaving. Communication's not the best with my family, and it's partially my fault, but I'm like, figuring at some point he's going to give me his itinerary so I know when to pick him up.
Man, you sound like my mom. Send me your itinerary.
I didn't even say send me it. I just assume I'm getting it, Ted.
You would assume he just gave you a time. Because I do the same thing with my brother. I'll just be like, he'll be like, when are you flying in? I'll be like, Saturday morning, pick me up at like 9:30. I'll be there, right?
Are you the kind of guy that tells somebody to pick you up 15, 20 minutes after the plane lands? Or do you tell them the exact time that the plane lands?
No, my plane lands at 8:30.
Yeah.
But I got to wait for luggage and this and that. So that's why I say like 9:15, 9:30, pick me up.
I'm just like that with you. I've had some people say, okay, yeah, but, you know, I'm arriving at 7:30. I'm like, all right, now I got to, what's the deal? Do you have luggage? You know what I mean?
Right, because it takes a while to get the luggage and stuff.
Right, like I don't want to be circling around the damn parking.
No.
Yeah, so anyways. Yeah,
the person that just flew in, like, just tell them what time you think you'll be out there by the door or whatever.
Whatever time you land, add 30 minutes.
Yes.
I think that's safe. And if you have to wait a couple of minutes, so be it.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, my brother, it's funny, when he first planned this all out, the Seahawks were still in the mix.
All right.
The season was looking good. I think some of us maybe a little looking through a little action green glasses thinking that
All right.
Yeah.
That they were going to make it.
Maybe they go to the Super Bowl. And then in my head, I'm like, what if my brother flies out during the Super Bowl? And what do I do? So I'm like, do I pay for an Uber?
Yes. If the Seahawks were in, you'd have to pay for an Uber.
I debated that. I think what I ended up thinking was I was going to just have to hit pause on the game, drive him, and not get anywhere near social media. I just wouldn't feel right being hey, brother, you just flew in from Saudi Arabia.
We don't have to worry about it because the Seahawks aren't in it. But sorry.
You never know.
There's no way. Because I have taken an Uber home before from West Seattle.
Uh-huh.
And like just the noise in the city alone, you can tell what's happening.
Yeah.
If you were driving down I-5 and they score a touchdown, like
someone's going to honk
and horn. Like it would be.
My phone's going to blow up.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'd have to turn my phone off.
Completely. I'm predicting you should go to somebody's house for the first half.
Okay.
Right? Because I'm guessing he'll have like an evening flight.
Yeah, I don't know. He might have a first thing in the morning flight.
But that's the way. You got to get some snacks in. This is Super Bowl, dude. I'm sorry. I know we're talking about your brother. I can't get past this. Like, see, we got to get some snacks in here.
I've already thought, I'm like, well, if worst comes to worst, I'm going to drop him off, put the game on the radio, and I'm swinging by a fast food joint, and I'm getting myself some chicken nuggets.
I mean, look, I've done this. I mean, even I can't tell you how many years.
What a sad Super Bowl experience for me. I'm sitting in a parking lot of like a Chick-fil-A eating their chicken nuggets.
No, you're not. It's Sunday, dog.
Crap. I'm at a McDonald's eating.
Sorry, that was aggressive. Fool, you can't be going to Chick-fil-A on Sunday.
That's funny you mention that because some reporter actually asked Gronk about Chick-fil-A not being open on a Sunday. Did you hear that?
No.
Why not? Feed people their chicken. The Chick-fil-A sandwich, you know, with the pickle. And it's a good day, so I'm getting an Oreo milkshake.
All right.
That's his order.
They're closed. Their employees get a Sunday off. And everybody keeps going, why would you put it in there if it's closed for that? And I want to, like...
It's a college football stadium.
Thank you. You sound like a moron. The Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl is played there every year. They play countless college football games. The Atlanta United and the MLS play there. Like, it's like, that's so dumb. Like, no, you're actually the dumbass. Like, just stop.
I know. I saw somebody tweet at them. You're an idiot. You should be open on a Sunday, you morons. What kind of idiot? That's bad business. I'm like...
Yeah, great call. Not one of the biggest growing chains in the country.
Right. I think they're doing just fine, and they have a certain belief, and they choose not to work on Sundays. And you know what? Whether or not you believe in God or not, you work for Chick-fil-A, you have Sundays off. How great is that?
Yeah, their employees get a day off.
Yeah, I don't think that sucks.
It does bum me out. I have driven to a Chick-fil-A on a Sunday and been like, ah.
Oh. Well, right now, here I am thinking I'm going to be watching the game in a Super Bowl in a Chick-fil-A parking lot.
Yeah, but the Super Bowl is one of those days. I mean, I remember even just working at a liquor store to like halftime and like racing to my mom's house. And like, she already had food, but I brought over like a couple subs and then we got pizza. Like, it's just one of those days.
It's a day where you free. It's almost like
Last holiday.
I would say it's an unhealthier version of Thanksgiving.
Well,
and Thanksgiving is pretty unhealthy, but you know what I mean?
Thanksgiving, at least you sit down for a meal.
Yeah.
This is the last like kind of like Christmas holiday where you're just going to hang out and munch and like graze, which is the worst way to eat, but it's my favorite way to eat.
I agree, dude, because you get a little sample of everything.
So, yeah.
You know what? And then there's always my wife like looking over me like, how many wings did you have there? And I'm like, I don't know, 8 or 9. And now you're eating a sandwich? Yep.
Yeah.
Like, there's no stopping me. If it's a Super Bowl, if I'm at a Super Bowl party, you're not stopping me. And then forget it. If there's chips and dip, as there should be.
Yeah. I mean, right, that's what I'm saying. That's what I tell everybody also. Like, it's February. This is like the last gasp of like a holiday function. And then it's going to be all of February and March. It's cold and stuff. It's going to be snowing on the East Coast. It's going to be raining here. Like, enjoy Super Bowl Sunday, man. Live it up.
I saw an article that just said, like, the ridiculous amount. It was in Bro Bible.
Yep, I read it.
Okay, the ridiculous amount of food and calories that you'll eat at the Super Bowl party will take you weeks to recover.
It won't.
I know. I even saw, like, a fitness guy that just, like, basically made a fitness post about this, saying, look, you didn't F up. And they list, like, so what? You went over the number of calories over the weekend. You didn't F up. So what? You didn't do a full hour at the gym or whatever that you usually do. You didn't F up. He's like, the only time that you F up, it's almost like a TED talk. I need to get that dramatic music. The only time that you really have effed up is when you quit trying. So the minute you quit trying to be healthy, the minute you quit trying to stay active, the minute you quit trying to go to the gym, you're going to have you're going to have moments where you're just going to screw up. And the Super Bowl is the day for all of us to screw up, in my opinion.
Yeah. And like, honestly, like, if you've been working out a ton, like, you're not going to be that worried about it. Plus, I got news for you. You probably inherently are going to eat less anyhow than you used to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
They say during this weekend, Americans will eat about 88 million pounds of cheese, 1.38 billion chicken wings, which is about 27 million more wings than last year. Attaboy, America. 10 million pounds of wings, 8 million pounds of guacamole.
Ooh, guacamole.
Nearly 1,500 tons of chips, 4 million pounds of pretzels, 3.8 million pounds of popcorn, and 2.5 million pounds of nuts.
Yeah. You know what else you should do, maybe?
Drink beer.
Well, it is nice. I'm going to have some beers.
They say Americans drink 50 million cases of beer over the Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah, I've been a good boy the last 3 weeks. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm going to have some beers, have some snacks this weekend.
So what should we do?
Dude, is like, I don't know, like, maybe take the wife, if the brother leaves early, maybe just go by a grocery store that has like fun vegan snacks too.
Oh, yeah.
So load her up and then maybe she won't notice all the snacks you're having.
That's not a bad call.
Right?
Yep. Have some.
I'm sorry, man. I'm just picturing you sitting on a couch without snacks. I'm like, no, Steve, it's right. The Super Bowl.
No, eating an apple with peanut butter.
Yeah. And it's like,
I'm watching a game with two teams I don't give a crap about and I don't even have food to enjoy it.
I do have to tell people, though, I'm cheering for the Patriots.
I am, too.
Yeah, Stan Kroenke is the owner of the Rams. He's also the owner of Arsenal and has not, or biggest percentage owner, and has not done much for the club over the years. Oh, the club makes money. It doesn't do S for me as a fan, Mr. Kroenke. Stan. So,
Well, I have a different reason. I don't want to see the Rams win the Super Bowl because they're an NFC West division rival.
That's fair. That's like last year I was cheering for the Pats because I just couldn't stand that the Eagles actually won something.
Yeah, I could see that, especially growing up being a Washington fan.
Yeah, exactly.
And oddly enough, somehow Tom Brady has become the underdog. You know what I mean?
He's not. That is the one thing.
He has.
No,
he's
not.
He's the old guy.
No,
come on, you're getting old.
He's making that ass up.
I believe it.
We're not done. Like, look, I can deal with
people. People have said he's too old. They've said the team is too slow.
Who?
I don't know.
No, but that's the point. Tom Brady keeps saying this. Look, I can deal with all the Pat stuff.
It's the Richard Sherman way of putting a chip on your own shoulder.
Yeah, but Richard Sherman and the Seahawks legit had that. People didn't think they were going to win.
He is too old. They are too slow, says me. So now they're the underdog, and I can root for them.
I'm telling you, I can deal with all of it. I can't stand Brady manufacturing him being the underdog. Look, Duke freaking does it all the time, too. And it drives. And look, at DeMatha, we win a lot. Like, sometimes we would do it, too. But it's annoying.
Nobody believes in us.
From the outside, nobody. Everybody says we can't win this fifth title in a row. And it's like, nobody's saying that, but we need to get upset with Brady. It's like, he's doing that to himself.
Okay. It's also kind of cool to see a guy be that dominant in a sport.
Yeah, he's the goat. Yeah,
right.
That's funny. I'm a Capricorn, so it's a goat. It's the sign. The goats have dead eyes. Every time I look at Taryn's goat, I'm like, first of all, you're an ass. You're an a-hole. You might have to beep that. Sorry, dude.
No, I think you caught yourself.
All right.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, get away from me, boo-boo. And then I just like, look at his dead eyes.
Her goat's name is boo-boo?
The mean one.
The mean one.
Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding. He's annoying to hang out with. So he's rearing up and trying to headbutt you.
Oh, you'll like this. I just was looking on Bro Bible. According to one of their former players, Moose, we've interviewed on our podcast before from wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So he used to play with the Patriots at one point. And he says that Tom Brady out-chugged Wes Welker in a beer-chugging contest. He says it was the best night out I've had as a football player.
Yeah.
All right, I want to hear what he has to say before we get out of here.
All right.
TMZ.
What was it like in a huddle with number 12?
A coach on the field. I've been saying this ever since I played with him. He is the best quarterback in the NFL. I mean, I had a chance to play with him, man.
You know what's funny? Remember when we interviewed Moose? He was in his car.
Yeah.
And I accidentally FaceTimed him.
Yeah.
Here he is being interviewed on this thing in his car.
Also Peyton Manning. So
yeah. I know.
Two of the best guys, and I think Tom Brady.
Always on the go.
Always.
A little edge over Peyton.
Is there anything that stands out? Is there any stories or anything about those guys that we might not?
The only one story I do have when I was with the Patriots, we played Buffalo. And we got stuck there afterwards because it was a big snowstorm. So that night we all went out to a bar in middle of Buffalo. And,
you might have been better just quoting
him. That Tom Brady was the greatest quarterback ever because him.
I'm at the point now. I need to know the answer. I need to get the conclusion. We've got maybe 30 seconds left in this clip.
All right. I'm like, come on, Moose, get there, dude.
This is what happens when you don't have the opportunity to edit the audio.
Wells walking out of the beer chugging contest, and he's as good as he is being a quarterback. He's even better chugging beer.
Really? So Tom Brady can hold his own with the alcohol?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, I'm right. I'm done, too. Yeah.
How did he get on TMZ?
I don't know.
I recognize the other TMZ guy's voice.
And how is he not getting into a car accident? I'm watching this video. He's barely watching the road. He's looking at the camera doing the interview. Moose.
Come on, Moose.
He was just here in Seattle for Defy. He was a surprise.
I saw that. Yeah.
And the Young Bucks. Of course, the one time I'm not
the
there.
The Young Bucks were there.
The Young that, Bucks
You've
show
been
up.
Talking about them for years.
I love the Young
and
Bucks.
And the one time.
And then, so they just started this whole All Elite Wrestling thing. And part of what they're doing is this grassroots showing up to different independent shows that other signees, like so the SoCal Uncensored, which is a Kazarian, Christopher Daniels, and Scorpio Sky. They're part of All Elite Wrestling, but they wrestled at Defy.
All right.
So the Young Bucks flew in and surprised everybody by just doing a quick pop, a quick appearance, super kick some people.
Yeah, you got to have super kicks.
Yeah, dude. Some local guys, King Cash, Guillermo Rosas, and Carl Randers, three great wrestlers in town, got to experience. They basically checked off a bunch of stuff off of their indie wrestling bucket list. They all got super kicked by the Young Bucks. King Cash was on the receiving end of the Meltzer driver, which is like a elaborate pile driver.
All right.
And Guillermo Rosas, because they came in to save Joey Ryan, who's being beat up by the local guys. Guillermo Rosas got flipped by Joey Ryan's penis.
Nice.
So, I mean, Guillermo Rosas won.
Hey, I'm a dick flip guy.
Yeah, exactly.
You still haven't worn that shirt.
When are you going to wear it?
I don't know, Steve. Maybe because outside of Defy, I just look like a weirdo.
You have to wear it.
I mean, one guy on the street will be like, Joey Ryan. And I like Joey Ryan. I creeped him out. He is my favorite like indie wrestler.
He's going to be wrestling at Without a Cause Wrestling in Everett on February 24th. I'm also going to be there wrestling, too. I'm on a card with Joey Ryan.
That's
and
awesome.
Shane Strickland. And some other people, too.
All right.
That's pretty awesome.
It is.
It's pretty like what the hell is going on in my world that I'm going to get to be a part of all that. So that's pretty awesome. But yeah, you should cut the sleeves off of it and wear it on shirtless summer shindig.
That's not a bad call.
Whenever you don't feel like wearing a shirt, have that on.
Yeah. Which is never.
Never.
I'm never in a shirt.
All right. Why don't we get out of here and do some push-ups. Sorry for playing that audio of Moose. I thought it'd be way more lively.
It's funny. He's lively in person.
Kind of chill when he's on the phone.
Yeah.
Maybe he should stop doing interviews on the phone while in a car. It is kind of hard to stay focused.
It is. Oh!
Oh, coming in hot.
We got to stop doing that. That's 2 weeks in a row, isn't it?
You know what the funny part is? I listened to it on the podcast.
It was fine.
All right. So we suffer for your entertainment. Let's get 10 Mega Family.
My body hurts.
You can follow us on Twitter @TheMegaCast. Got anything to promote? Anything coming up, Ted? You good?
No, not really.
You got fights.
February 9th. Yep. Yeah, down at Cage Ford MMA, Emerald Queen Casino. Get down there. That'll be awesome. Now, other than that, I think I'm going to go walk the viaduct Saturday.
Nice.
Yeah, there's like supposed to be, and then there's an after party.
I think I'm going to, February 9th, unfortunately, I won't be there for your fights. I'm going to be in Portland for Defy.
I'm going to be in Tacoma all weekend. Also, check me out at the Timberlake Show on February 10th.
I'll be there with you.
Nice.
And my wife, who will squat shame us.
All right.